I love getting boxes in the mail. Even though it's usually me who's ordered and paid for whatever's in the box, I still love it. My dogs love it too. That's right, my dogs, because once a month, they get a special box from a company called BarkBox. And inside that box are treats and toys just for them. And they love both. You can get a BarkBox for your dogs too through a monthly subscription when you go to BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. And when you do this and are a first-time customer of BarkBox, they will donate $25 to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, helping us to get more greyhounds into homes. Check them out. It's BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Malcolm Bell.
You know, Al, greyhounds are fairly low maintenance as far as grooming goes.
Indeed. Having no undercoat like so many other dog breeds have, there isn't a lot of fur. And it's short. But there's more to caring for your greyhound's grooming than their coats.
Right. In this episode, we're going to talk about the care of your greyhound's toes, ears, and skin. Let's start with their toenails. Ew. Oh.
According to canineofmine.com, most dogs need their nails trimmed about every 1 to 2 months, but greyhounds are different.
Of course they are.
Greyhounds' toenails grow faster than most other dogs and need to be trimmed about every 2 weeks.
If you let it go too long, their paws will end up looking like bear claws. This can really mess up the greyhound's feet by causing them to splay, which can end up causing him or her pain. It can also lead to lameness. Al, how do I know when it's time to clip my greyhound's toenails?
You'll hear it on non-carpeted floors, like a little tap dance that goes click, 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 click when the greyhound is walking. When a greyhound is standing, his or her toenails should not be touching the floor.
Okay, that sounds rather short.
Maybe so, but it's an ideal test when determining if your greyhound's toenails are ready for a trim.
It's been said that former racing greyhounds are used to having their nails trimmed and their feet being handled, but some are downright touchy about their feet being touched. If you can do it safely before attempting to trim your greyhound's toenails, get your dog used to your touching of his or her feet. Before we go any further, I'm going to tell the truth. Al, we're afraid of clipping our greyhound's nails. And you know what? Our greyhounds know this. They pick up on our nervousness, which isn't a good scenario. So for about $10 a dog, we take our hounds to the groomers to have their nails done. In our case, it's better and safer for everyone in our home to have a professional perform the task.
I agree. If you cut the nails by the quick, it will cause pain to the dog. And the dog in pain has a propensity to bite in order to get away from the source of the pain. You.
Let's explain what the quick of a dog's toenail is. The quick is part of the toenail that contains a blood vessel. Plus, there's a nerve in the nail. Cutting the quick can lead to a lot of bleeding and a lot of pain for the dog. The quick is typically black in color and can often be seen through light-colored nails. If your greyhound has dark or black toenails, like our two greyhounds do, you probably won't be able to see it.
If you're confident enough to trim your greyhound's nails on your own, be sure to muzzle your dog. You'll also want to have something called styptic powder, which is a specific type of anti-hemorrhagic agent that works by contracting the tissue to seal the injured blood vessels. If you accidentally cut the quick of the toenail, generously sprinkle the styptic powder over the bleeding part of the nail to stop it from bleeding. You can also have a tea bag on hand.
Hold it. A tea bag?
Yes, a wet tea bag. Caffeinated black or green tea. Wrap the wet tea bag in a gauze and firmly but gently compress it or hold it on the quick until the bleeding stops. Tea contains a certain component called tannic acid that helps clot blood.
Huh, the more you know.
To clip the nails, use a guillotine-type nail clipper. They usually have a guard on them that stops you from cutting too far. It's easiest to cut the nails with the foot held behind your dog so you could see the bottom of the paws. There you can see where the core or the quick ends more easily. You may want to offer your greyhound a treat for a job well done once the toenails are clipped.
If you've never cut a dog's nails before, consider having a professional groomer or your veterinarian show you how it's done. Again, if you're too nervous about cutting your greyhound's nails, a quick trip to the groomer's is a great alternative. Okay, Al, let's turn our attention to a greyhound's ears. Greyhound ears are especially sensitive, and some may even give you the GSOD. Remember what that is from our game show episode, Al?
Yes, GSOD is the greyhound scream of death.
Right. You may get the GSOD just from touching your greyhound's ears, but it's important to check out both the outer and inner ears regularly. If you see any dirt, you can swab them every 2 to 4 weeks with a cotton ball. Make sure not to use Q-tips on your greyhound or yourself for that matter. If the greyhound jerks his or her head while a Q-tip is inside an ear, he or she can be seriously hurt. Be sure not to excessively clean your greyhound's ears. Doing so can really upset the natural balance going on inside the ears. Al, I've read about something called chilblains. What's that?
It's an ear condition that some greyhounds may be susceptible to. Chilblains on your greyhound's ears can be painful and can itch and even swell the skin. Sometimes it can cause the ear's skin to bleed. It's caused by poor circulation in the skin of your greyhound's ears when exposed to the cold.
Is it easy to treat?
Luckily, it can be treated with a simple over-the-counter topical antibiotic and keeping your greyhound's ears warm to prevent it from reoccurring. Of course, if it doesn't improve, take your greyhound to the veterinarian as soon as possible. When in cold weather, consider only quick jaunts outside. You can also cover your dog's ear with a snood.
Snood was another word in our game show episode. What's a snood, Al?
A snood is a wide ring of knitted material worn as a hood or a scarf. Some greyhound winter coats have snoods built right into them, and some people include a snood with their greyhound's winter wear.
What else can we say about greyhound ears?
According to firstgreyhounddogcare.com, ear infections, inflammation, and ear mites are other conditions that you will want to have your veterinarian attend to right away. Ear infections and inflammation can be signs of other imbalances occurring in the greyhound's body. The contagious condition of ear mites will present itself in an affected dog by head shaking and the persistent ear scratching. And if you look closely, you can see the mites as they appear as tiny white moving specks.
Okay, that's gross. So get that taken care of if you see it. Okay, we covered greyhound toenails and ears. Let's talk about the largest organ on a greyhound. Skin. Also the largest organ on people. Just a little fact.
Now we know.
Now you know. The more you know.
The more you know.
Greyhound skin is very thin and delicate. Many greyhound folks can tell you what seemed like little scratches became big deals. Al, we've told this story a few times. I'm going to tell it again. One day, our greyhound Baron came in with a gash on his side. We don't know what happened, but our educated guess is that he must have scraped himself with a branch while running. Another time, another greyhound jumped on Baron in play. The other greyhound's front toenails caught Baron's skin just right, so of course that was another big tear in his skin. Both times meant trips to the emergency animal hospital for stitches. As a reminder, get pet insurance, folks. The first incident I described resulted in 7 stitches and a $1,000 vet bill. Why so much? Well, we live in New Jersey where everything is super expensive. Second, it was a Sunday and our veterinarian's office was closed. This meant we needed to go to the emergency vet hospital. Always a very expensive trip. One of the reasons Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, our adoption group, discourages adopters taking greyhounds to dog parks is because of their thin, delicate skin. As I shared in one of my examples, even a friendly greyhound romp can mean a trip to the hospital for stitches.
We've covered how delicate your greyhound skin is. Let's talk about keeping the skin in good condition. Adding omega oil supplements that are a blend of plant oil and cod liver oil are important antioxidants. They have a role in the tissue regeneration and slow down the effects of aging. firstgreyhounddogcare.com advises that it's also a good idea to brush your greyhound's fur often and give his or her coat and skin a once-over to see if there are any abnormalities. Dog skin care is important because fur and skin are the first place that show where there may be a bigger health issue. Dull fur and loose, flaky skin can show the first signs of ill health. If you notice these signs, bring your greyhound to the veterinarian to have these conditions checked out.
One of the more common signs of greyhound skin problems is if the dog has itchy skin. If you notice your greyhound chewing, licking, and scratching, your greyhound may have fleas, mange, or even an allergy. Take your greyhound to the veterinarian for a diagnosis and remedy. Some greyhounds have allergies that affect their skin. Typically, these are inhalant allergies caused by things like pollen, dust, mold, or even, and this will seem hard to believe, animal dander. Allergies in some greyhounds are caused by certain foods, or your greyhound could be showing signs of skin irritation due to a low or hypothyroid. Allergies in some greyhounds are caused by certain foods, or your greyhound could be showing signs of skin irritation due to a low or hypothyroid. As we advised, your veterinarian can give your greyhounds a thorough examination to find the cause of a skin problem and can provide you with guidance about treatment and next steps.
Being observant of your greyhound's health, including his or her toenails, ears, and skin, will help you keep your dog on a wellness path. You play an important role in your greyhound's life, serving as his or her caregiver and advocate, fostering the best possible health.
For the About Greyhounds podcast, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to helping former racing greyhounds get to where they need to be next, homes of their own. If you've been enjoying this podcast series, please consider making a donation to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. Your gift will help us to continue our work with the dogs we've come to love.